Governor McCallum has unveiled a new design for the rebuilding of the Marquette interchange. McCallum has scaled back some work on lanes leading up to the interchange, but he says the final Marquette price tag could still be as much as $890 million. The state has already budgeted about 40% of that total, leaving a $400 to $500 million gap. McCallum was asked if he would raise the state gasoline tax and driver's licensing and registration fees to pay for rebuilding the Marquette.
I do not anticipate it right now, but you'll see in the next budget. A lot of this, Chuck, we need to go through the process, and we're now in the process. We've just come up with our cost and what the plan is going to be. It now needs to be submitted to the federal government, and I will use what we're getting in the feedback from them in putting together the next budget, which will be, will be the beginning of next year.
But McCallum will only have to write a new state budget proposal if he wins the November election. Milwaukee Mayor John Norquist is praising the new design of the Marquette, but the mayor blasts McCallum's math.
I don't think that election concerns about saying you're against any tax increase should overweigh telling the truth to the public. I mean, go look at the numbers. Look at the projections for revenues, and they're hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars short.
But the state says it'll also look to Wisconsin Congress members to make up some of the funding. State Transportation Secretary Gene Cussert says Wisconsin's delegation may be shrinking and Milwaukee may lose a congressional seat, but Cussert says the state has other clout in Washington.
Congressman Obey, who is the ranking Democrat on the House Appropriations Committee, so the transportation bill each year has to go through his committee. We also have Congressman Petri from Fond du Lac, who is the chairman of the subcommittee in the House where highway bills start. So between the two of them, they've been very, very helpful to the state.
But Milwaukee Mayor Norquist doubts that a lot of federal money will come for the Marquette interchange.
I don't see where they see that. It's pretty predictable, the average amount of federal money they get. These are interstate projects. They already overmatch interstates. What that means is the state spends a lot more money than the federal money that comes in.
Assuming the money comes from somewhere, the state plans to begin construction on the Marquette in about 2 years. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.